Thank you, Anna Larai. Welcome, everyone, to this February 22nd, 2022 Global Meditation. My name is Paula, and I am here to introduce you to your ground crew. You've been listening to Anna Larai, who also is known as Ribbons. She and Christian, who is also on our ground crew, join us from Vancouver Island, British Columbia. Sarah Law joins from Florida. Maria joins from Germany, and I live in Montana. And that is your ground crew. And with that, it's back to Anna Larai.
Thanks, Paula. And welcome to Chantel and Addie. And welcome to Candace. I'm just going to do one quick pass here. Welcome to Courtney and Deborah and Dawn. Let's see here. Welcome to Evelyn and Francine. A welcome to Mary M and Marilise. And welcome to Nicole. Nicole. That might be someone I know from a long time ago. All right, everybody, welcome to our global meditation today. And a couple of quick announcements before we move into with the alchemy. And we have our first gathering of this year. It will be online and in person here on Vancouver Island. And that will begin, pardon me, if you are coming in person, we will check in on Saturday, April 2nd. If you are doing it online, it will begin on the 3rd. So we don't do any meditations on the 2nd. We just get checked into the hotel and get the into the resort and get the altar set up and everything. And it goes 5 full days. So we will finish on Thursday, the 7th, if you're online. And then Friday morning is checkout for those who are joining us in person. And that is up on our Alchemy website, thealchemycollective.org. And the registration form is there. And so we hope that you will be joining us. And that is in April. And the other thing up on my website today, which is sparklesoflove.love, will be the full moon that we did last week. We're hoping, maybe tomorrow. And if you want to experience unity consciousness, then I would highly recommend it. A new being of light came through and gave us experiences, various experiences of unity consciousness. And each time you listen to the recording, you can go deeper and have more experiences. So, yeah. All right. And yes, some of you came late, not late, but I shut the poll down a few minutes early. So. We have done the poll. All right. Do you allow the alchemy to work on your energy, to allow the energies to flow? All right. Well, let's see what's happening today. And let's begin by connecting to the light and just see, feel, or sense as we bring in that pure source light. And as you're bringing this pure source light in, just consciously connect to your highest self. And just see before you as a golden disc arrives. And it's larger than a dinner plate. And it's the alchemy's travel disc. And as you step upon it, just see or feel as it brings you up, up, up to the alchemy's field. And for those of you joining us for the first time, you'll see this beautiful field filled with long grasses and wildflowers and large trees on either side. And if you look way down the field, you'll see this beautiful crystal. It's quartz-like in color and texture, and it's huge. It's the size of an old oak tree. And this is the alchemy's home crystal. So we ask everyone to travel down, either walk or go on your golden disc, and to come around in a circle around the alchemy crystal. Greetings, beloved ones. We are the Alchemy, and it is our honor and pleasure to be present with you this day. We call forth on our beloved ribbons, the one you know as Anna Larai, the one named Christian and Mother Gaia, to step into the crystal. For we run our energies through them and out to you and into planet Earth. And as you know, we always begin by creating a group heart for our 1 hour together. For this is the way that we work, and it allows you more love, more power, and more grace as we work with the energies for the great awakening. So see or feel now, as we send a purple ray or ribbon down through Anna Larai, and it goes out her heart, it goes out her heart, and it connects directly with your heart. And see or feel now as a green ray or ribbon comes from Mother Gaia within the crystal here, and she also connects with your heart. And feel now as we send a blue ray down to Christian, and he sends it out and consciously connects with your heart. And it goes in the front and out the back. And it wraps around this whole group. Until it reaches the back of your heart once again. And just feel as we send love and light to each of you through the purple, the green, and the blue rays. And all you need to do is receive. Beautiful. And see or feel that there are 11 rings of angels behind you that are around the platform for the crystal, and they are here permanently. And all of them send their love to you. And joining you now on your golden disc is what we call an enlightened one. Some of you call them ascended masters. It might be an enlightened one or an ascended one, master you know. It might be a new being you know. And also joining you on your golden disc is an etheric dragon. An etheric dragon joining you on your golden disc. And they too connect to the enlightened one and to your heart. And see or feel now as an angelic being joins you on your golden disc. And they too connect to the enlightened one, the dragon, and to your heart. and they all support you. So you are receiving love and light from the angel, the dragon, the enlightened ones, the 11 rings of angels. And from us, through the purple, the green, and the blue ray. And we wish to begin this week by thanking the many of you that were present last week or listened to the recording, where we activated the Diamond Light Network on planet Earth. And we are happy to share and say that it is quite stable now. And we thank the humans for their part. The Terra Crystal Angels will continue to hold it until the end of the year. And it is connected to the Unity Grid, but the Diamond Light Network is much closer to the surface of planet Earth. And for those of you new with us, the Diamond Lights, which have been coming on to planet Earth almost 2 years now, are the next wave of ascension energy. Maybe it is 3 years even now. The next wave of ascension energies. Each of the Diamond Lights carry the codes of remembrance of who you are on all levels, to assist you in the awakening, in the remembering of who you are. And so we know that many groups on your planet this day are focusing on the vibration of peace. But what we do today to begin is we would like to continue to work with the Diamond Light Network. But of course, we always work through you and with you. So we invite you to receive now, as the white diamond light begins to flow through you. And it enters your crown chakra. And this white diamond light is what we call the base diamond light. It carries the codes of remembrance. It assists you in remembering and holding a higher frequency. And just allow this white diamond light to flow into your human body, your auric egg, and the fields around you. And allow yourself to be filled up. And see or feel now as the pink diamond light also begins to run. And the pink diamond light carries the codes of remembrance, but the pink is designed to support the human physical body in these times of change. So the white and the pink begin to flow through you. The white diamond light and the pink diamond light begin to flow through you, filling you up. And feel now also as the golden diamond light begins to flow with the white and the pink. And the golden diamond light is for healing. And we remind you, beloved ones, that you may call on the combination or any combination of white, pink, or gold each day up to 30 consecutive minutes in the daytime, and also as you go to the bedtime, another 30 consecutive minutes. You do not have to stay awake during the nighttime, and you do not have to be in meditation in the daytime. But we ask you not to call on them when you are driving. And these energies of the diamond lights will support you in your own remembrance, in your own awakening, in your own vibrational frequency. And just allow all your organs, your nervous system, your pineal and pituitary glands, the amygdalas, and all of the chakras, all of the body systems to be saturated in this white and pink and golden diamond light. And if you will remember this diamond light network that was finalized last week is connected directly to the unity grid, but it will hold more of the frequencies of the diamond light on the planet. And as the network fills, it will flow easily into the unity grid for Mother Gaia to send it to where she wishes, in support of the Great Awakening for all. So just imagine that your feet are touching this diamond-like network that was made up of threads of light and love. And it is just below the Earth's surface. And just imagine that as you are filled up with white and pink and golden diamond light, just allow the extra, the overflow to flow through your feet and your Earth Star Chakra down into the diamond light network. And this diamond light network fills up every day, for more and more of the diamond lights are flowing every day onto planet Earth as we gently, though not always so gently, raise the vibration on your planet. And we invite you to not feel discouraged, that this is a time, a beautiful time on your planet when much is shifting. And we invite you to keep your focus on the positive rather than on the things that bring out the fear within you. Continue to allow the white, the pink, and the golden diamond light to fill you, to flow into you and into the diamond light network. And feel now as we begin to run another of the diamond lights through you. And that is the crystal clear diamond light. It is the energy of the future. It is the diamond light of the highest potentials. It is the energy of the future and the highest potential. So just allow this, it will be for you personally, but also as it flows into the diamond light network is for planet Earth. And just feel as it moves gently through your body, the white, the pink, the golden, and the crystal clear diamond light. And each time that you call on the diamond lights to support you for your 30 minutes a day and 30 minutes at bedtime, we invite you to allow the excess or the abundance of it to flow into the diamond light network below your feet. And each time you do this, it will always benefit you. And just continue to allow the white, the pink, the golden, and the crystal clear diamond light to flow through you. And feel now as we add one more layer of diamond light. And this is the peach colored diamond light. And all of the diamond lights carry the codes of remembrance. And then additional colors carry other frequencies or codes, energetics. And the peach diamond light is the energy of transformation. It is alchemical change, the energy of transformation and alchemical change. And just allow this peach diamond light to flow through you, entering your soul star chakra, and then your crown, and all the other diamond lights that we have named continue to flow. Beautiful, beloved ones, just allow, continue to allow. And as you fill up, allow the crystal clear diamond light and the peach diamond light to flow through your feet into the diamond light network, the brand new one. Not even a week old quite yet. And in very simple terms, this diamond-like network around the planet are like storage containers for the diamond light, so that more of it may be stored here and flow into the unity grids. More of it is available as needed. and the white, the pink, and the golden diamond light, as well as the crystal clear and the peach, continue to flow through you. And into the diamond light network just below the Earth's surface that was created and finalized last week. And those of you with keen sight or feeling will see that there are still angels, terra crystal angels, holding in the network at many of the junction points. And that will happen until the end of your year. And many beings of light came forth last week and on the Heart Sanctuary weekend the week before to support the creation in accordance with the divine plan of this beautiful network. And on your golden disc, the dragon, the angelic being, and the enlightened one or the ascended master continue to support you with love. And now, beloveds, we invite you, wherever you are on planet Earth, to connect to the Unity Grid. And the Unity Grid is 6 feet or 2 meters below the Earth's surface. And so we invite you to imagine that your legs below the knees get much longer. They connect to the Unity Grid, and this was formed a couple of years ago now, where many or all of the previous grids on planet Earth were amalgamated and upgraded into the Unity Grid to hold that energy of consciousness, of unity consciousness. And this Diamond Light Network is connected to the Unity Grid, but floats at a higher, closer to the surface. And so just feel as you connect consciously to the Unity Grid. And what we are going to do is we are going to start to run some energetics through you and fill you up, and then ask you to allow them to flow into the Unity Grid for Mother Gaia and for all of humanity. So feel now as we bring forth this vibration of peace. This vibration of peace. And allow yourself, your physical and etheric form, to fill with this vibration of peace. And those of you that have done the 33 codes of origin, we invite you to call forth and activate your code of peace. And as you feel and access that stillness, Allow it to move through all of your body systems, your chakra system, your organs, your nervous system, and your hair, and your skin, and your nails, the digestive system, the ears and sinuses, the brain, the muscles and the bones, and allow that vibration of peace only once you are completely filled with it to flow through your feet and directly into the unity grid. We are not placing it in the Diamond Light grid, a network, for the Diamond Light network is only for Diamond Light. And just allow your body to experience peace once again, that stillness. No matter what is happening around you, you can hold that point of stillness. Allow your auric egg to fill with the vibration of peace as it surrounds you inside and out and flows into the unity grid. And yes, beloveds, whenever you listen to this as a recording, you are being filled up again with the diamond lights and the vibration of peace, and you are still placing them into the diamond light network or the unity grid. And now, along with peace, we are going to start to send another vibration, one that we think supports the peace. And we ask those of you who have done the 33 codes to activate your code of self-love, And this is perfect in line with the diamond light, for self-love is that knowingness and recognition of who you are on all levels. And it is not what some of you, the misinterpretation, what you believe is selfishness. That is not this. And so feel as this vibration of self-love begins to move through you. And we would say, though we have not put it in words this way before, that the diamond light, all of the diamond lights support self-love, for it is the remembrance of who you are. Just feel as that self-love moves down through the brain and the throat, across the shoulders, and all of the diamond lights that we've named today, the white, the pink, the golden, the crystal clear, and the peach, are continuing to flow to you and through you and into the diamond light network. The peace and the self-love are also flowing into you, and now flowing as you fill up, they flow into the unity grid. And that vibration of self-love moves into your heart space. Continue to allow this vibration of self-love, the vibration of peace, to fill you. And as you are filled with it, allow it to flow into the unity grids. And now we shall run one more vibration, one more of the 33 codes, And that is the code of unity. So just feel as that vibration of unity begins to flow through you. And unity is the vibrational thread that weaves all into oneness. And there is so much more to unity, but for today, we shall just share that. So you are being filled with the vibrations of peace, self-love, and unity. And just allow that vibration of unity, of that connection to all, that oneness, flow into the unity grids below your feet, 6 feet or 2 meters under the earth's surface. And the vibrations of peace, self-love, and unity continue to flow through you, filling you up. And as the overflow flows into the unity grid, simultaneously the diamond lights, the white, the pink, the golden, the crystal clear, and the peach continue to flow through you, but flow only into the diamond light network. Beloveds, the more that you remember who you are, the more that you awaken. For the awakening is to awaken to who you are, to all levels of you, in all dimensions and beyond and vibrations. So as you remember more of all of you, more of your gifts and past lives and future times, the easier it is to hold the peace, the self-love, and the unity here on planet Earth. The easier it is to be without judgment and to simply observe. And the more that you can step into that space of lack of judgment and simple observation in these current times, the easier it will be for you, and the more you will support the awakening. For each time you judge a person or an action as good or bad, as better than or less than, you add to the lower vibrations. And while this may not seem fair, it is what happens. And so the more that you can send love to those that might be struggling, or those in positions of power, the more that you can forgive them and send them love, the more that you are helping the all that is. And we want you to remember that much of what is happening on your planet, much of the things that you are seeing that you find discouraging, are simply things changing. They are the opportunities to let you see through the illusions, to see things in a different way. Much of what is happening is like a great big play. One that makes you think and see differently. And so, beloved ones, the peace and the self-love and the unity gently stop flowing as you disconnect from the unity grid. And the crystal clear and the peach diamond light slowly stop flowing. And the white, the pink, and the golden diamond light also stop flowing. And again, we remind you that in addition to our global meditations, you may call up to 30 consecutive minutes a day on the white, the pink, or the golden diamond light only, in any combination. And again, for 30 consecutive minutes at the time you go to bed. And feel now as the enlightened one and the angelic being embrace you and thank you for your service this day. And the dragon offers its gratitude and invites you to call upon him or her again in your dream time. The 11 rings of angels stay present around the outer circle. and Mother Gaia gently dissolves her green ray or ribbon. And the one named Christian gently dissolves his blue ray or ribbon. And Anna Lorai gently dissolves the purple ray or ribbon. And your golden disc brings you back to your own time and space. To your own time and space. And we remind you, beloved ones, that next Tuesday, on the first day of your march, our global meditation will once again be in the evening time Pacific at 6:30 Pacific time. But when you join us via recording, we remind you that the majority of the time you are always adding to the co-creation. Your energies are being added because for us, there isn't time and space the way there is for you. We thank each and every one of you for your beautiful hearts, for your divine service, and for your commitment to the awakening and your own growth. Our blessings and love to each of you. We are the alchemy. Thank you, everybody. It's always a pleasure to co-create with you. So thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful day. I know there's lots of different meditations for peace today. And I know I'm going to be doing another one at 2:22 Pacific time with a group called Unify. So follow your heart and do what feels right today. All right. Have a great week. And I look forward to seeing you again next Tuesday. Thanks for being here. Bye, everybody.